Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we share about a special young man, Super Cohen, and his Super Cohen's Crusade. Thanks to my friend Angela Pendleton with Jacob's Journey, I found out about Super Cohen and reached out about having him and his mom on the show. And right now I do have Carrie and Cohen Bramley on the Mark White Show. Welcome, Cohen and Carrie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Glad to have you both. And I was sharing with you, Carrie, about my own personal experience as a 9-year-old the first time I had surgery. It was just recently that the doctor who saved my life in 1991 passed away. His name was Dr. William Dunham, and I was able to dedicate a show to him with a couple of special efforts that he believed in lieu of flowers. So it was really nice to be able to do that. And I know that Cohen and you, Carrie, have gotten to know a lot of people in the medical profession, whether you want to or not, and you find some incredible people who make a difference in your life as they help you to live, Cohen.
Yes, sir. I have the most wonderful doctors.
Yeah, Cohen's doctor kind of came into our life in what we call a miracle moment, because a lot of people were trying to take care of Cohen and they didn't have a good understanding of what was happening. So she just grabbed hold of things when there was a lot of chaos going on, and she made some just major progress in trying to figure out what is going on with him and how to treat him best, and just to basically our main goal to give him a better quality of life right now.
And Carrie, for those who are hearing about Super Cohen's Crusade for the first time today, tell us about Cohen's condition, what he has faced in these 9 years.
So it's been progressive disease. It started when he was an infant. He's the youngest of 5 children. So I had a bit of perspective of what it was like with an infant that was not dealing with an illness. And so I probably picked up on things really quickly because of that. We had some great doctors who listened really well and tried to help us get treatment as rapidly as we could. The disease has progressed. It's an immune system disease that also affects his digestive system. So he can't eat or he can't take anything in orally or enterally. So all of his nutrition, all of his IV medications, everything goes into a catheter that's in his chest. And he has a second catheter that goes into his leg. So all of his medications are given through an IV so that his body can process them. It also affects how he his body consumes blood, and it does it rapidly. And the more inflamed his body is, or if he has an infection, the quicker that happens. And so he needs blood products frequently. Sometimes it can just be, on a daily basis that we have to give him platelets or cryo or just other products. And he also gets another blood product that's called IgG. So his body can function the way it needs to. Unfortunately, when his body gets inflamed, it can start shutting down organs. So he's had liver failure, severe pancreatitis where he was in the ICU for weeks. He's lost his gallbladder. He had to have his thyroid removed and his spleen is enlarged. So, we work hard to try to protect his organs as best we can. And that means he has to be on medications to help suppress his immune system, like steroids and other infusions that he gets monthly. So it's been quite a journey for Cohen. The disease does not have a name. They have identified a gene marker, but he was the only person ever identified to have that gene marker. So it's really hard to know how to navigate the future when there isn't any information out there. So our doctors do the best they can to just treat Cohen and the symptoms he has and to try to give him the best quality of life as possible.
As you're talking, Carrie, I recall my own grandmother who raised me becoming my nurse during that time. Yeah. I had what's called a Grosjean catheter in my chest, and grandmother had to take care of my medications intravenously, and she took care of those needs. And I know that it can be different or somewhat complicated when you go from mom and as many children as you have, mm-hmm. and then being Cohen's nurse as well.
Yeah, it was definitely an evolution for me as well, because, I was used to being a mom for children, multiple children. He was the youngest of five, like I said, but I did have to quickly switch gears and learn new things. And, one of the things people say all the time is, I can never do what you do. And I always tell them, yes, you can. You can do what you have to do for your child. And every one of us does that. We just do the best we can. And we learn what we have to learn. And we manage the things we have to manage, because otherwise he would be living in a hospital for his entire life. And I don't want that for him. Our family doesn't want that for him. So it is a lot of work. He gets IV medications every 2 hours around the clock. And I am his primary caregiver. So I work that schedule, but your body adapts and overcomes, and you just do what you have to do.
Well, Carrie, you mentioned the level of maturity that Cohen has. And when you think about what type of young man he is, I know he's nearby, but what type of 9-year-old is Mr. Cohen?
He's amazing. He has just a perspective for life that I think is it's amazing to see come out of a child. He has been through a lot, so he has endured things that are pretty unimaginable. He has overcome them, but he's had to. So somebody asked him, what's it like, having your disease and having to go through life with a disease? And he was kind of perplexed because he thought, I don't know what it's like to be any different than me. So he said, it's not that bad. I have great nurses and a great mama. And I thought, I learned so much from him and the way he looks at life, and to see him overcome, it helps me. He finds joy in the most difficult moments. He has, set goals to help other children in the hospital get gifts on his birthday too. When he was in the hospital, he just has just a unique spirit. And I think that, God has just blessed him with a love for other people. And at his age, he's seen a lot. So he knows just how precious life is. And so he wants to make sure that we all take care of each other. And, you know, it's hard to feel bad about myself or what I'm going through because I watch him and I think if he can have the strength, then so can I. And he frequently goes through life saying, this is the best day ever. And I thought, well, if you can see it that way, then I have no excuse to not see it that way too.
As we think about the children that you mentioned that Cohen connects with, and we think about the fact that Angela Pendleton is the one who shared Super Cohen's crusade with me, and they're on their own journey with Jacob's journey. Let's talk about some of the relationships that you have built that you never would have imagined due to Cohen's health issues.
Yeah, we have just met some really incredible families along this journey. It's a path that I wouldn't want for anybody, but the bonds that you make are stronger than you'll find anywhere else. There's so many days where you're in a hospital and the whole world is just going on without you, but you encounter another family who, even if it's not the same situations, can understand the circumstances. You know, those bonds just are our family bonds. Cohen, being the Cincinnati Children's Hospital, we have been able to get four other boys to the same doctor he has, and they identified as having the same disease as he has. And so, you know, that connection with those other boys for Cohen is so special because, you know, he knows that they understand what he's going through, and they can relate to each other. And it makes us feel less lonely.
Right now I have on the line with me Carrie and Cohen Bramley, and we're talking about Mr. Cohen, Super Cohen, and his Super Cohen's Crusade. I found out about this effort through Angela Pendleton with Jacob's Journey, and I'm glad to have Carrie and Cohen on the line with me right now, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to share about Cohen's heart. I want to share about the blood transfusions he's received and how he wants to pay it forward by having this big donation drive across the country. And then also I have a special award that I would like to recognize Cohen with. So if you'll all stick with us, we'll be right back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like this.
I had a 6-transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as I have two very special guests on the line with me, Carrie and Cohen Bramley. Now, Cohen has Super Cohen's Crusade, and he is on a mission himself, as he has received blood transfusions and he has had health issues from the beginning, but he continues to think about other people. And Angela Pendleton, a friend of mine who is also part of Jacob's Journey, shared about Super Cohen's Crusade, and I reached out to Carrie, and right now I do have Carrie and Cohen on the line with me. Welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. I'm glad to have you, buddy. And if you would share about this special blood drive that you are pushing in the month of March for March Madness.
It's a way to get blood for other people and just to make so we have enough blood for everybody right now because there's a shortage. So I just want to give back that much blood that I have taken.
And Carrie, as you think about Cohen and his ability to think outside of himself and understand what he has received, and I know he used the word taken, but blood is a gift, and people give that gift for guys like Cohen.
Yeah, it's very humbling. There's every time that bag comes into his room, you know, I look at it in awe, thinking that somebody took the time to give this to us, and they have no idea who we are or what we're going through, but they will never completely understand how grateful we are for that gift of life, because it is life. Cohen's life depends on it. And it is something that, you know, science can't recreate. This blood has to be given from other people to people. And it is very, very humbling to be on the receiving side of that, knowing that it is someone else's life source that they're giving to my child so that he can live too. And it's just a form of giving that you don't see anywhere else in life.
Now, Carrie, how did this idea come to pass when Cohen told you that he would like to pay it forward with blood donations? How did that start?
Well, he just kept getting it all the time. And, you know, we know that there is always a need for blood, even outside of this time of where it's critical. And so, you know, it's not new for Cohen to say he wants to do something for someone else. And it's just, he said, wouldn't it be great if we could get people to give blood and the amount or more than I had to receive? And I was like, well, it absolutely would be. And, you know, Cohen has said to me in the past, and we've talked about there being a need for something, he has said to me, well, we can keep talking about it or we can do something. And so we're the practice to try to do something. And for us as a family, doing this brings some purpose to the pain that Cohen has to go through. And, you know, we want to make sure that other people have this blood when they need it. Because when I got the message that we're at a critical shortage right now, it took my breath away, because those are lives that would be lost without it. And for us to be able to have that when we need it, is the most incredible gift. And I can't imagine, you know, him being at a time where there isn't blood. And that's very scary for families like ours. So we want to do our part to help people understand and kind of give a face to the receivers of this, because I know lots of people will give and, you know, they just do it selflessly and not get to see people or children who receive it. But we want to just do a global thank you on behalf of everybody who's received blood to those who donate it, because we call them our superheroes.
Absolutely. And the magic number of 50, is that where that comes from, is 50 pints of blood that Cohen has received?
He's received more than that. And in fact, it's kind of an ongoing process. That was just a number set that we were hoping would be achievable.
Okay.
We would love to see that number just kind of blown away with as many people as possible. They estimate that every one donation affects three patients. So, you know, we all have this ability to help, you know, multiple people if we're able to give. And if we're not able to give, then we ask that you just spread the word and awareness to others that might be able to.
So how do people go about this if they want to donate? How can they let you all know that they donated in Cohen's honor?
We would love for them to send a picture or just a message on his Facebook page to let us know so that we can thank them. There is no greater gift to us than for you to donate blood. And a lot of people ask, will this count for Cohen or will this go to Cohen? And the answer is, you know, we never know where our blood is coming from, but we just want to know that someone is able to receive blood when they need it. So just knowing that you're doing this in honor of Cohen is an amazing gift to us.
And I just noticed through your page, Super Cohen's Crusade, that you were recognizing another buddy of Cohen's that was receiving blood. When we think about superhero Ollie's medical journey and all of these other children, this is about them, and this is about making sure that they have what they need.
Yes, and little Ollie needed more products again today, and we don't, you know when that need's going to stop. But the frightening thing is knowing that he needs it, and it might not be there for him. Not just for Ollie, but for others as well. And that these are real people, real stories, you know, real lives that are being affected by these donations.
Cohen, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
I have here on the Mark White Show what I call the Cool Kid Award. And I think that you're a very cool kid. And I want to recognize you with the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want you to keep up the good work. You are doing great.
That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. And thank you for being you. And thank you for caring about other people, just like Ollie and all the many others who need blood as well. And I appreciate you coming up with this idea to help others. You're just 9 years old, but, buddy, you have come a long way in 9 years. There are some people out there who are very encouraged and inspired by your message today and what you're doing. So you just keep up the good work and know that you have a lot of people that love you and care about you. And you just keep being the fighter, the warrior that you are, and keep looking out for other people.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Thank you, buddy. And Carrie, I know you've got a special guy there in Super Cohen, and I'm just happy to be able to recognize him today and what he means to so many.
Thank you so much. That is such an honor. And we just hope that people will hear the story and know the urgency and just be able to do what we can to make this possible for those families out there that are desperately needing this blood.
Excellent. Folks, I want you to follow Super Cohen's Crusade on Facebook. Do you have a page on Instagram as well, Carrie?
Super_Cohen.
Super_Cohen on Instagram. And we want you to decide to donate blood in honor of Cohen for all the many people who need blood transfusions, who need this blood product to be able to live. And we again appreciate Cohen for his heart and make the decision that he wanted to make an effort to help other people. So we appreciate that. And thank you, Cohen. And thank you, Carrie Bramley, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you, buddy. That means a lot to me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carrie. Sit all on my radio.
Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Cohen Bramley and Super Cohen's Crusade. I encourage you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I again encourage you to donate blood in honor of Super Cohen. And you can share those pictures with Super Cohen's Crusade. Go to the page on Facebook and Instagram. It's Super_Cohen on Instagram and Super Cohen's Crusade on Facebook. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Tomorrow, The Mark White Show will be in Winfield, Alabama at the 3rd Annual Rebel Jam to raise money for Mr. Raiden Wright. I'll also have joining me Miss Leeds, Outstanding Teen, Elena Burt, and Chandler Mordecai, as well as Miss Hamilton, Harper Howard. I hope that you can join us. The event has been moved indoors in the Winfield Community Center and will begin at 11 o'clock and end at 6 p.m. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.